Kamala Harris backers release deranged debt falsely claiming Trump wants to regulate sex. By Hannah Knudsen on July 29, 2024. Supporters of Vice President Kamala Harris released a bizarre ad falsely claiming that former President Donald Trump and his supporters, MAGA Republicans, want to regulate sex. In June, prior to President Joe Biden's poor debate performance, the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, and Biden ultimately succumbing to pressure and dropping out of the presidential race, Biden allies banded together to launch a PAC aimed at helping his performance among young voters. Watch video. The PAC, called Won't Pack Down, planned to raise $20-25 million. According to Politico, which reported at the time that it was turning to Hollywood for assistance on messaging, hiring millennial and Gen Z writers, directors and producers to help craft pro-Biden content that's specifically engineered to sell an octogenarian candidate to typically disillusioned and hard-to-reach voters under 30. Obviously, with Biden dropping out of the race, the PAC has now set its intentions on Vice President Kamala Harris. Last week, the PAC, which at the time of this writing had 15 subscribers on YouTube, released an ad called Kamala Harris for America, showing their support for the woman Biden tapped to replace him. But on Monday, the PAC's YouTube page released a second video which is garnering attention for being so completely deranged and out of touch. The ad is titled, "These Guys Are Just Weird," and showcases what Democrats really think about Trump supporters, offering a bizarre caricature. The ad begins with a bald man in a plaid shirt and sweater vest telling the camera, "Us MAGA Republicans banned abortion, but that's just the start." It then switches to another man shaking his head repeating, "That's just the start." Notably, the ad is already inaccurate, as Republicans did not ban abortion. Rather, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, returning the decision back to individual states. Watch, YAF attendee, calling Kamala Harris brat is the best tactic the left has. "If Trump gets elected, we want the government involved in all aspects of your sex life," an awkward man in a blue button-up shirt said, as the camera goes to other men repeating the phrase, "way more involved." "When you have sexual intercourse, it should be illegal to use contraception. No pills, no condoms," the man in a sweater vest, pretending to be a MAGA voter, says. "Your genitals are reserved for procreation," another man said as another criticizes critics of IVF protocols, stating, "If you freeze 12 eggs, you should be required to have 12 babies, or else, you're a serial killer." Notably, they attempt to make the man, a MAGA voter, as creepy as possible, sweating profusely as he says, "And I'm definitely not a serial killer. My son monitors my porn usage to make sure I'm not self-pleasuring." Another man, pretending to be a MAGA voter, says as another mocks House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, for 2022 remarks about his use of Covenant Eyes on his devices and his son being his accountability partner. The PAC then seems to mock Americans who are against porn and the destruction it has on families and relationships, adding, "You should have a family member monitor your porn use too, because pleasuring yourself is very, very naughty." They continue, attempting to scare Democrats by reminding them that these MAGA voters, who they inaccurately portrayed, are voting in November. Watch, Kamala Harris, "The war in Gaza is not a binary issue. Because what happens in your bedroom is up to me," the men state at the end of the ad, before one makes a crass remark about oral sex, asserting it is a sin. While the deranged ad is a wholly inaccurate picture of conservative voters and their actual beliefs, it does provide insight into what the radical left really thinks about them. The question is, will young voters actually buy the narrative that MAGA voters are creepy weirdos who do not believe in the use of contraceptives? And will they find it just as disturbing that many people acknowledge the issues associated with porn? Looks like actual Democrats trying desperately to stereotype MAGA voters but ending up being very successful at creeping us out instead. "Nice projection, though," one commenter said of the video. "This makes me want to vote for Trump more. Since these are the typical Kamala voters," another exclaimed. Another pointed out that Democrats have no problem allowing minors to get sex change operations without parental consent, oh wait, gender-affirming healthcare BS. Why did they use Lincoln Project staff as actors? One joked as other comments rolled in with a similar consensus, pointing to the sheer absurdity of the ad.